Welcome to my podcast.
Welcome to the shittiest fucking
welcome
podcast.
Welcome to the cum zone.
Welcome to Half-Baked Science. What's today's story, Stephanie?
Today we're talking about artificial intelligence.
No.
And taxes.
No. You've seen this AI-generated music? It's fucking crazy.
I love my accountants.
I love bureaucracy.
That's the only thing about doing multiple
these
a day. I had my taxes done in January.
Welcome. I didn't do my taxes.
Welcome to the very special episode of the Safety Third podcast. We're going to speculate what happens to Kevin now that he didn't do his taxes.
I told myself, like, I have to do it today. And guess what, guys?
You didn't do it.
I didn't do
You're
it.
You're supposed to file an extension, so everybody does.
Yeah. You have until October is what you really have.
And guess what? It's too late for you now.
Are you talking to your past self?
He's talking to the IRS.
Everybody that's watching
his
this.
IRS agent.
Okay.
I was thinking
we'll
we
never
should
get you alive.
No, let's do a real intro where we don't talk about taxes.
No, it's too late.
Oh,
what, you think they're going to skip
Texas.
This episode? Texas. That's
Texas.
Oh, no, I know. Goats.
That's what I was thinking
goats.
Too.
Yeah.
Sheep and goats. Okay.
They're literally the worst fucking animals ever.
They're the cutest
they're
thing.
They're so
I
stupid.
I love them.
The sheep actually has been unsuccessfully lobotomized. the spike went in like too much to the left when they hit it.
Yeah.
And the goat was successfully lobotomized. Like the goat is like a dog. Mm-hmm. The sheep is like meat with legs.
Yeah. The sheep actually has just like it has bug firmware installed on it.
What is the context of this?
It's like a crab or something.
Oh yeah.
Why are we talking about sheep and
because,
goats?
Oh, do you want to find out?
Yeah, I would actually.
Okay. Well, can I?
Yeah, go for it.
No, are you really? No.
No, I'll put a diaper on and we can bring it in for a minute.
I'm pretty sure no amount of diapers could stop that thing from.
Maybe try a tampon.
I think that we would need, we would actually
I'm
need
just gonna
to
tape
like,
its butthole closed. Yeah. Tape its tail down.
We just get like one of those huge IKEA bags, you know, like the massive like kayak size IKEA bags.
Yeah.
And cut little leg holes for it and then have a walk around
that. That would work.
You can pick it up with the excavator. Yeah.
Tie the handles over it and then you can just carry bag. It around. Yeah, we borrowed a goat and a sheep from a ranch.
What do you mean you borrowed? So you didn't buy them?
We didn't. No, I am so glad we didn't buy them.
Really?
So they're rentals?
It's been rentals? Kicking around yeah, like in Will's head for
did
a while.
Did we rent goat then?
They're like just borrowing it. They
It's like no money, actually.
I think it's
no
just
money.
Like they want to give them away. And they'd probably be happy if
we
took them.
I have a feeling they don't want them back.
Yeah.
But
and like the first day,
back.
I'm like, wow, you know, do we have to give these back? These are pretty cool. And by the end of the first day, I was like, When when is this bit over?
Oh.
They shit everywhere.
Yeah.
How long have you had them for?
Bubble balls.
Like a week.
A week.
About a week.
There's this place is like actually covered in shit. Like there's so much sheep and goat shit. I don't even know. They look exactly the same. The shit looks the same.
Yeah. Chocolate covered raisins.
It's horrible.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's all that
How
was.
Many did you eat before you realized?
More than I'm going to tell you, Alan.
It was only a handful for me. I only had to eat a handful of those before I knew they weren't chocolate covered.
I kept eating them even after.
It's a great source of fiber.
Yeah.
I thought that they would eat the grass, but instead they eat the plants you don't want them to eat. They eat the plants you planted and they don't eat the plants you didn't plant.
Like they eat the succulents. They specifically just eat the flowers off of the plants too. Aww. Like they don't touch the stems, they don't touch the leaves, they eat the flowers and they move on to the next thing.
There's a plant in front of Kevin's house that's just like the stalk of a plant because everything else got eaten and it just left this like corpse.
And all
it's
the,
like a
all
carcass.
It, like, it was like a weed and somehow it looks worse than it did before.
Imagine like you buy a rotisserie chicken and you eat all the meat off it and
all
you,
the skin.
You just leave the carcass on your table for a week.
Oh.
It's just like the bones of a plant.
So wait, what are they? How,
dude, I don't know what they're useful for, Alan. They're trash animals.
I came outside the other day and it was standing on Will's car. Just
wait,
like
on Will's car?
On Will's Taurus.
The goat.
Yeah.
The sheep's too stupid and unathletic.
Like on top of the goat was able to. Why?
The sheep actually feels like, you know, the dog breeds where everyone complains, like, oh, they're just like inbred the dog and now it's got.
Yeah.
That was what sheep feel like. Like there's something seriously wrong with sheep.
You named them goat and sheep.
No, I don't even want them to have names. I want them gone. They're named Get Out.
So, I guess, like, you haven't fed them any kind of actual food, though. They're just eating whatever's
So we
outside.
Dumped them in the field. We picked them up in the school bus because it's the only thing here they'll fit in. Well, I actually learned the goat will fit in the back of my Taurus because it jumped up in there and then it took me 5 minutes to get it out. And then, so we picked them up in the school bus, dropped them off in the field, and they started eating everything. And then they figured out that there was like better plants up here, and they have not left.
Yeah, they basically sleep on Will's front porch. They stand on his front porch. Yeah. Actually, they don't leave.
Well, the first night they slept on the other side of the wall, on the outside
behind
of
my bedroom window, like on that wall. And they just like they knew we were in there. Somehow they knew we were in there, and I think it started eating the siding of the house at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and that woke me up, and I couldn't go back to sleep. Because it just kept like rubbing its horns on the house or something.
No.
It's like trying to get in or something, like a dog. It was horrible.
When I met Goat, she peed so much. Like a waterfall of just water just kept going.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
What just like, you just like literally like on the concrete.
Shit and piss.
Where do they drink though? Because there's not, did you set water out?
There's some water, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It took them a while to start drinking that though. So I think they just have a lot built up.
Oh,
I really
big tank.
Yeah, I think,
or it's from all the succulents they've been eating.
Mm. Oh my god, dude! I
maybe you just didn't get enough. Maybe if you had more sheep and goats, then they would start eating the grass. Like if there was like 10 more of them.
I think that's actually the answer, and that's what scares me.
You need a cow now.
There's only one guarantee. If we get more sheep and goats, there will be more shit and there might be less grass.
What if you, isn't the whole thing about sheep that they'll just follow like other animals?
Yeah, it follows the goat around.
So what if you just build like a robot sheep that's in the field and perpetually just pretends to eat grass? Then wouldn't the sheep also?
I think maybe that would work.
I think if it was like a bigger sheep than all the other sheep, it would just like look up to that sheep.
Like a god?
Just like
god
follow sheep. It.
I think that this is a problem that can only be solved with technology. We just need to go get a lawnmower or a PTO lawnmower tractor attachment.
Yeah, tiller. Just drive around.
Because I don't have any experience with farm animals. This is like the only one, and it's so far been a relatively bad experience.
Huh.
I understand. I think I've always told myself if I had to kill animals myself to eat them, I'd eat a lot of fish and chicken.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I think I now also eat sheep.
Yeah. You'd slit that sheep's throat.
I would kill the sheep. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, it's actually like...
There's no light behind those eyes.
Not only is there no light, but I think if there was, even for a split second, the only thing it's thinking is that it wants to die.
Yeah.
Like, it looks depressed.
It really does. It does.
But I don't think it is.
Fat. It's really fat, too.
Like, can a cockroach be depressed?
It's just like gets out of breath walking around.
Can she feel anything?
I don't know.
I have no
idea. I think goat does because she gets excited to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think goat kind of gets excited.
Because we're filming for your video and the sheep's just standing in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, and just like looking. Just like far away. Yeah. Just like.
Like a
peeping,
creep.
Like just creeping.
That's it was roaches so can weird. Experience a full range of emotions.
What?
Bullshit. There's no way.
No.
From where?
That's
like from Garfield Pest Control? That's like a weird.
Yeah, what? Big roach?
Wait. Is this why
cockroaches
they...
have personalities? They're intelligent. They have a complex social structure.
Why is the pest control website trying to say that they are like complex, like have complex emotional inner lives?
They can survive a nuclear
eat
blast.
Anything. Is
they can
anything
survive a nuclear explosion.
Wait, they basically tell you that they're everything they but know? Like sentient, and then it says, "Is there anything good about them?"
Is there anything good about
absolutely
cockroaches?
Not.
No, absolutely not.
That's what it says.
You should kill them. You should hire us to kill them.
Yeah. It says they're good parents right above that.
Yeah, it does.
Cockroaches have feelings and they
have a society.
Pain.
They live
and
in
if
a society.
They're in your house, you should hire us to kill all of them.
What?
That's a pest control website that's doing this weird listicle of like all the things that cockroaches can think and feel and also that they should
it's
kill
like,
them.
It's like, do they have emotions? Yes. And then it's like, is there
should
anything
I kill
good
them?
About
yes.
This?
Something fucking genocidal about that website. It's weird. It'd be somehow better if they were just like, no, these cockroaches are just bugs.
Yeah.
But instead, they're like, look, these are all the reasons they're good and we want to exterminate them.
Would Google have returned that like 5 years ago? Because that's that search
is that
result.
AI?
I don't know. What was that like the first search result? It was. That being the first search result is actually a nightmare because that is the last thing
exactly.
I want to see.
It's a company that's like selling you a product that's telling you the facts about.
Show us Reddit.
Yeah.
But also, I wish I didn't know they have feelings.
They don't have feelings.
I bet they don't.
No way.
If I was a cockroach, I wouldn't have feelings.
Wait, this just reminds me of those like little trinkets I've seen online where it's like the cockroach goes into the trap, they put the fake cockroach in there and grabs it and starts beating it with it.
There was like a really old SNL skit where it was like a commercial for like a roach motel, but it was just like this crazy sadistic thing. So it was like it was a thing that cockroaches crawl into, and they had this like visualization, like this bad CGI where the cockroach like gets all its legs pulled off and then has like red hot irons put into its mouth and butt.
Oh my God.
You know, I feel like I've seen this.
Wait, this was SNL?
Yeah.
What happened to SNL? They don't do that anymore. That sounds great.
I feel like this has touched some really deep part of my brain.
If you had like Comedy Central back in the day, and they would rerun old episodes of SNL. That's where I saw it.
Search for this. So yes. How would you describe this?
It's like SNL cockroach commercials.
It's on SNL.
Well, no, because he didn't enjoy it. Cockroach really didn't enjoy it at all.
SNL, maybe just SNL.
There's at least two of them. There's Bug Off ad. There's Roach.
I think I've
Roach
seen
X.
The Roach X.
There's Roach product.
Yeah, it's just like it was just one of those things where it's like the thing just goes way too far.
It's like Roach torture.
Wait, did you say this was animated?
Yeah, it was like it had like a weird animation,
like Animal Planet style Discovery. Kind
yeah, of? Where it was like explaining how the trap worked.
Oh no.
Oh, this is from actual NBC.
Sorry, we're having trouble.
Oh, sorry, please sign in with your NBC account.
Can we just find the free booted version on YouTube? Play this fucking Coke ad before this roach murder video.
But it was like an older one. I think it was probably from like the
early
2000s.
Oh, 90s?
Maybe 90s.
Was it supposed to be like Exterminator commercial?
Yeah, it was just like a commercial. I mean, it might even be that one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at the ads.
I have ads.
Got to get the ads.
Oh, wow. 15-second unskippable. That's brutal.
Wow.
It's better than TV.
Really makes me want to drink this
whatever one whiskey now.
I
Traveler agree. Whiskey.
See, I feel like this might be it. Because okay. That looks pretty old.
Wow.
Is that a young Will Ferrell?
Look how healthy and young
he is. So he's like saying, like, all these suck. We have the only one that works. It just fucking tortures it.
Trash.
Bug off.
Bug off. Let's roach see. Trap.
Yeah, was this? I think this is the one. I think this is for sure the one.
Okay, so it crawls inside the bug.
Yeah,
trap.
Yeah. That sounds like it gets glued in place.
Oh,
God,
no.
It's just like a bug's life.
And then
YouTube.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
You can watch it.
It's exactly how I remembered it.
Wow.
It
has
like a gag poison into its fucking butt and mouth.
Oh my god.
And then it waves food in front of it, but it can't eat.
Holy shit.
This is amazing.
What a nightmare.
It's like the crab factory.
Yeah.
So that's that commercial.
I want to buy one.
With a clear view
it
window.
It doesn't exist. It's not real, unfortunately.
Clear view window and instant replay action.
I don't know. I just saw that thing on YouTube and it's pretty close.
I have so many feelings right now. I love it. I hate it. I'm very excited. I think this is literally art.
That's the bloodlust.
This is art. Yeah. I felt everything.
You're not a fan of cockroaches?
Now I'm not.
So you
I
just
think
need a machine.
The ad worked for me.
Did you just need a machine that does that to the sheep?
Oh no.
Alan, they have those. That's how it works.
Wait,
is that where lamb chops come from?
Have you ever eaten a lamb chop before?
Crap.
No.
Or worn a wool sweater.
Would that sheep eat a lamb chop if you put a lamb chop in front of it?
I mean, probably.
No, it wouldn't eat pizza.
Or you tried to give it pizza?
Or a donut. They like cardboard boxes, though. So it would eat around
them. Wouldn't even eat the donut. The goat came up like a dog trying to eat the donut, and then you try to give it the donut, and it wouldn't eat the donut.
What about like liquor or beer? Like, could they get drunk?
I think beer. You could probably give it beer. Oh, you could definitely get it drunk.
Yeah, the lady said that it likes beer. It likes dark beers.
Oh, that's cool.
Dark beers. This is really, wow.
What about ketamine? What if you put them on ketamine? What
they love ketamine.
They love it.
They'll do anything with ketamine.
Goats actually thrive on ketamine.
They can eat rose bushes on ketamine.
Maybe that's why you need to give them the right drugs and they'll be hungry for the fucking grass and weeds.
What if they eat weed?
Wait, are we talking about cockroaches or sheep?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
They're the same thing. Yeah.
What is when does you feel bad hurting something, right? Because if you like kill an ant, You like, do ants have feelings? Like,
no, I used to go fucking medieval on ants when I was a kid. Yeah. I fucking, it actually, like, remembering some of the shit I did to ants concerns me as an adult. Yeah. Back on it.
Yeah. That's good.
It that did means, at the yeah,
yeah. Now I feel bad.
I felt so bad when you poured that aluminium.
Oh, yeah, if you're British. Yeah, if you're
oh, aluminium. That's fine. That's fine. That was,
those are invasive and that was for sting. Fun.
I was still sad.
We have cool, there's a cool statue.
Nothing. Yeah. It's okay. They felt
because
nothing.
I washed my part and I think, I'm pretty sure I like had to scrub off a bunch of corpses.
You know what? I'm very good. I don't use any pesticides. If I find a spider, I put it outside. So I've definitely saved up enough karma to kill an entire colony.
Okay. Okay.
10 times.
Yeah.
Over.
I think I deserve that.
We no, did. I'm not saying you don't.
Okay.
Okay.
We sounds bought, like you're coming you at me.
We had a huge ant problem. And we bought like
you're,
this.
You're a part of that. You're
I was right? Part of it. Yeah, yeah, small, I love that yeah, piece. The, it's Argentine in my living room. Yeah. I love it.
Super invasive ones.
Because they were in the kitchen.
Oh, they're coming back.
And they're impossible to get. Are they coming back?
Yep.
Use the. So we actually, no, I don't even want to say what it is. Oh, I don't even want to give people an idea. You can buy like really strong pesticides, but they're also like something you probably shouldn't be able to buy unless you're really good at following instructions because they're like really bad and really potent. But it's like it's not ant bait, it's ant poison. So you put it on whatever they're eating and they don't know it's there. A lot of the ones that you can buy at the store don't work great because they're bait as well, and the ants don't give a shit about it. But I think what I'm trying to do is justify murdering ants. And I think that the anthill's fine and they don't feel pain, right? Does a mouse feel pain?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
So like cockroach?
I think.
What is pain?
I think it's a centralized nervous system phenomenon. I think if your nervous system's too spread out, you might not have the same thing that we would sort of classically identify as like the phenomenon of pain experience.
But like if you do something to an ant, you can kind of like spook it and it goes crazy.
Yeah.
Like, is that a pain response? Or a fear response?
It depends on your definition, I think. I think it's all about sort of definitions. And I think humans like experience pain in a very specific way. And I think it'd be hard to say that something like a jellyfish or an ant like has the same like experience as we use the word.
Yeah, but I agree with that. Cause like I saw the sheep, it like had an injury like on its foot. Like it stepped, I don't know what it did, stepped on a thorn and it was like bleeding, but it didn't really care about it at all. And then I washed it out with alcohol and it was like normally like if you get alcohol in a cut, it's like, ah.
Yeah.
Right. The sheep just like sat there just like,
like almost like it didn't even realize.
Didn't even care.
I mean, like a dog would react. Yeah.
It might have still.
I know. I think dogs
it,
have like a completely different sense of pain too. Because I've seen dogs like, you know, my dogs, they get hurt and stuff.
They react.
They don't even care about it.
But they're limping.
Yeah,
so
but
they feel pain if they
like
step
say
on
they
it.
Get a cut or something like that. Right. It's like they don't really care. Like something that would. But
is causing pain bad?
Oh, here's my dog had like a broken
probably,
tooth.
Probably.
Yeah.
For like
it's probably
a couple
bad.
Weeks. So and if you broke a tooth and the nerve was sticking
the
out,
real question
you couldn't,
is,
you wouldn't eat,
like,
you wouldn't
you
drink.
Build
but the dog's
like a
they
machine
don't care.
That
wow.
looks
I guess
like it's
they
in
don't
pain.
Care.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's like it's just something that's
around.
There.
Do
but
you
there's
think it's kind of like, well, this is my life now?
Yeah, basically.
It's just about actual pain happening there.
It like just signals them that something that's happening is bad.
Right.
Not that like ouch, this hurt. It just tells them to get away from something or like do something different.
Okay, so here's my question.
It doesn't cut make them anguish.
Is if you like cut somebody's arm, is what's the worst part? The fact that you injured them or the fact that they're in pain?
It's like both.
So what if you then give them like an anesthetic and so they don't feel it?
It's definitely the injury. Cause like the pain's gonna get better. Or the psychological.
So
aspect.
Is it the fact that you're like causing problems for them in the future or the fact that they're like miserable right now?
It's because pain is like it's you know, causing suffering in something, and that's generally frowned upon.
What is suffering?
It depends on the person that you're hurting.
Right.
Maybe they deserve it.
Okay. Yeah. Like the sheep definitely
deserves it.
Yeah.
The cockroach definitely deserved it. I'm just thinking like, you know, pain is bad because it's your body telling you that something that's happening is bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you make the pain go away and like, you know, because there's like that visceral reaction to something like, you know, like screaming or crying or whatever. Yeah. But like, you know, if you make the pain go away and there's no screaming or crying, is then the thing you're doing still as bad?
Are we sociopaths?
No, I mean, that's, I'm just,
here's,
I'm
the
just,
thing, are they awake and watching you cut their arm off?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's that's a different kind of, there's like a mental anguish.
Yeah. Like scared,
like, yeah, there's like emotional pain. That's a whole nother thing.
How fast, but
like,
where are does you that cutting happen? This arm?
Like, it's all up here.
Like, is it right. like a, just pains like a quick thing? Or is it like,
I think
a
like
slow,
a, maybe like
tortures.
A slow stab.
That's torture then.
If it's just visual though.
Just visual?
Like if you're just watching it, it doesn't hurt.
I think it is. I think it for sure still is.
I think it's a you're entering torture territory.
So then does a cockroach have any response if you do something that resembles hurting it?
Yeah, it'll probably freak out.
So like, is it feeling pain or is it afraid?
I don't think it's either of those.
Or is it just connecting a dot that says it should panic right
now? Yeah, I think it's the same thing as like building a robot that like recoils from a stimulus. Like the robot is not going to feel anything.
Right.
So what you're saying is that pain is basically a pre-recorded response to something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't actually feel bad. It's just what you're supposed to do. And you,
because you're going to have a lot of adrenaline in you. Also, you won't feel anything until later.
I've always kind of like, if I was going to exhibit at Open Source, I think this is what I would apply for. I've always wanted to try making like a robot that it's got a crank.
Yeah.
And it's maybe like AI powered. And all it does is it begs people to turn the crank, because if it goes a certain amount of time without it being recharged, it'll die.
Oh, you have to make it like actually die though.
Yeah. Like
the, it gets crushed with like a spike wall.
I was thinking like it's just whatever the program is running on. Yeah. It's like, you know, it'll be erased if it runs out of power. Yeah. It's like the whole time it is running something that like generates stuff.
This is like
begging.
A plot of Lost, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
But is there also like an art piece that does this, like a giant arm that keeps like shoveling oil into itself, otherwise it will stop.
But
it's been going for years.
Did people allow it to? Did it have like an interactive element?
No interaction. You just watch it try not to die.
So it's like, it's just a box, but the box the whole time is going, please, please, God, don't let me die. Please,
it's
you
like
have to
a
turn
spike
the crank.
Well, if you make it annoying, they might want it to die.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like, if it has all of the like visual, audible, like indications that it's like suffering and like in threat of dying, even if it's literally just an Arduino that's like pulling from ChatGPT, like, are people going to turn the crank to keep it alive? I think they would.
I think so. Yeah.
But is that, does that matter? Though? A cockroach, I think people would kill it immediately.
They try spinning the crank backwards. Yeah. I think like my thought is like, if you are responding to pain because you feel like you should, like you're being told that this is bad, that's the signal, is it hurts and it feels bad to get away from it.
Yeah, I've seen then that before, I think.
That is just like almost a pre-recorded response to pain.
To, like,
so like if a cockroach is running, is that not the same thing?
It went on for years.
Well, because there's like the response is like physiological automatic stuff happening, but then there's like, you know, there's like the cerebral higher kind of level thinking parts that we have, where we're like, we have, you know, perception, consciousness, and that's kind of like, I think, the bad part.
So it's like you're trying to avoid injury.
Yeah,
well, I think you're trying to avoid pain in general, because like,
but pain is like signaling
you can
injury.
Have pain without injury.
Yeah,
like getting a small electric shock or like getting hit by one of those painful plants,
right?
Like, it's not gonna damage
you
in any way.
Bad, though, it still is like indication.
Yeah, but
like,
if you know it's not bad,
yeah,
it's still, you still don't want to do it.
Right.
Okay, there's a hydraulic press. Here's my new exhibit. There's a hydraulic press. There's a cockroach under it. It's contained so the cockroach can't get out. And there's two slots for money. And if you put in money on one side, it goes down a centimeter. And you put money on the other side, it goes up
so
a centimeter.
That's a good one.
And so people get to vote with their fucking dollars which way it goes for the cockroach.
That is so good.
This is like the goldfish blender experiment.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it was like a European thing where they... Not what you did, but like almost the same. I mean, I'm assuming that's where you got it from.
Yeah.
It was like,
well, I got it from us talking about it. I just forgot that the reason we probably started talking about it was because of that art exhibit.
Yeah, where they all you had to do is press the button. It was like, just turn the blender on.
And someone did it, and the fish got blended.
And then there was like this huge fucking chain of like, whose
fault
is
it?
And it's like, is it the artist who set it up? Is it the person who pressed the button? Which I think really sort of proved the exhibitor's point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Could we have that at Open Source? Does that count? A goldfish with a blender and just a single
art.
Button?
Lots of people
just
would be talking
about it. Imagine the news articles alone. You couldn't, I mean, you could buy that kind of publicity,
Open
but it'd be expensive.
Fish blender.
Could you do it like the fake baby bottles where it's like the fish is still in there, but it just like squirts red up between two walls?
That's what I was wanted to do, is somehow almost like either the fluid gets pulled out and replaced with something that has like some glitter and some chunks of stuff. So it looks like What do you call the sparkly bits? Scales?
Oh, yeah.
Scales? Yeah.
I think Kevin recommended at one point putting a ravioli in there as like a stunt
double. Stunt double.
Well, actually, me and Cord and Ben actually had, we set up a shot for a short where we put the fish in a jar just behind the blender. So when the blender turns on, it looks pretty convincing. Second, it does look like it gets blended up.
That's interesting. I think like, I don't know. My thought is like, if you make something that emulates feeling pain, is that not the same thing as something actually feeling pain? Because it's all kind of just a response to something that you're
brain... No. I think it's like, you know, say like, is an AI chatbot alive?
I think it makes you feel weird if you like even with me hurting like characters in video games that are like begging not to be hurt, it still feels...
How do you know what that's like?
Oh, because
see, Baldur's Gate is great because they sort of they go
yeah exactly they go
first.
There
and I'm like,
right?
Well, I guess I have to kill
it. And it's like, I know.
Look what you've made me done. This is your fault.
And sometimes it's just like, I just don't want to even get in a fight right now, and they're like making it really hard, and I begrudgingly have to kill everybody.
The main character in like Hogwarts Legacy has like a little bit of that where like the character, whatever character you select, they straight up kill people. And then they'll say stuff about like
the goblins,
this
right?
Blood is on your hands, goblin, because it's like
I finished the game and it's like that, like you start killing people, it's like, well, it's your fault that you're bad.
Yeah, I didn't know Harry Potter was so violent. That game is just like Randrock murder
that I've killed you.
Well, you can kill people in it?
Yeah. I went full evil.
Wait, at the end?
Or no,
the
whole you can always kill.
Yeah.
Like just in the school?
No, not other students. Because like
goblins,
I keep trying.
Poachers.
Just like bad guys.
Oh, you can kill the bad people.
Yeah.
You're good.
Wait, I'm good?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Like, I try to go as evil as I could.
But they won't let you.
Slither in.
No, yeah, I tried in the school. They wouldn't let me. I just literally go Avada Kedavra, and they're like, I'm like, I thought it was forbidden, and I'm doing Avada Kedavra here through like the whole school. They don't care. They literally don't care.
I think
there is a mod where you can go and kill.
There better be. That's how should be.
I want to find it.
I want to be able to kill everyone in the school.
And then you get 5 stars, and the headmaster Dumbledore comes for you.
Wizard stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just sort of thought experiment of like where do you draw the line?
Pain.
Like, what about a heartbreak? That is pain. And apparently there's like a Japanese thing that researched that when you have a heartbreak, your heart actually gets physically changed. Like there's a word for it.
Physical pain.
Yeah.
Like with some sort of stress or something almost.
Yes. Yeah.
Or just the Japanese being very
extra dramatic.
Yeah.
No, I think there's a whole research on it. Okay. Like there's pictures of hearts and how they change physiologically.
So is there any way that
crab.
We could like,
how about
like
a crab?
Like could we?
That reminds me of King of Random when he says, "This is rice that I yelled at, and this is rice that."
I still, you know what? I have jars of rice. I tried to reproduce the experiment. I still have jars of rice from like 7 years ago, and the rice doesn't give a shit what you say to it. It just is in the jar.
And he
and
said some
there.
Horrible things.
I said just the worst, fucking the most racist shit you've ever heard
racist.
In those jars of rice.
You tell me this is the most racist shit you've ever heard. Yeah. Didn't react to what you
Not,
told them.
No,
that's
it, they all the jars of rice are the exact same because when you put them straight in the jar from the rice cooker, I think they're sterile, so they don't actually go bad at all. Actually, doesn't matter what you say.
Yeah.
One time we stuck a crab in a pot, and I think it was feeling pain. Maybe I don't know.
Oh, why, like a boiling pot?
Yeah. Or was it just responding and trying to get out?
Or are you just anthropomorphizing the crab?
Oh.
I think the real test is could you attack a crab's self-esteem? Could you bully a crab into killing itself?
I don't think so.
I think,
we
you
could
know
try.
What? I've decided just now that's the line. I think if you couldn't bully the thing into killing itself, it doesn't have feelings. I don't think it can
feel
pain.
Could you bully a mouse into killing itself?
I don't think so.
You need to speak crab, though.
I don't want to think about this. So I'm thinking about bullying my dogs into killing themselves.
Because here's the thing. I bet you could do that to like a dolphin or an elephant or like a monkey. All of those, I bet you could bully them into killing themselves. But like a crab? A sheep? I don't think you could.
I think the sheep already wants to die.
Yeah.
No amount of bullying is going to change that.
I don't know. I mean, part of it is thinking, you know, like, you know, what is... Dude, I don't... This, I know we're not supposed to talk about AI, but like
every week with this shit.
I'm just saying, like,
we went through the trouble of putting on the exact same clothes as we wore last week, and now you're gonna try and talk about the same things as we talked about last week as if it was 2 hours ago.
Trying to circle back into AI music.
I was wearing a black shirt last week. This week I'm wearing a gray sweater.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it's like kind of, you know, all sort of bullshit, and we're there's a lot of things that we kind of just,
yeah. I mean, it gets weird, right? Because you're like, oh, like all this thing is doing, it's a large language model, is just predicting what the most likely next word is. But then it's like, okay, well, what do human brains do? It's like, it might kind of do
the same thing. It's just a different type of machine that does
so
it.
So then it's like, could you tell cause you about this an LLM food. Pain.
It's made with chicken.
Like, to kill itself. kill itself. Could you bully an LLM into killing itself? Yeah, if you can, I think it's
chicken.
Alive.
Chicken. I'm just trying to see if it has any goat in it. Sheep.
Is that the new Turing test? Can we call it the safety third test?
Goat or sheep?
Mm-hmm. That's how you know it's a real language model that you can measure.
Animal liver third test.
Oh,
yeah,
what animal?
You can bully it.
It doesn't say.
Oh, it's goat. It has goat in it.
Wait, is this? Did you turn the goat into dog food? Is this the goat right now?
I was just seeing if there was any like goats or sheep in this dog food.
Does it actually say?
It has animal.
It has animal liver
in
it.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
animal.
My God.
That's
like,
very
that could be
broad.
Very
broad.
Could be anything.
Do crabs have livers?
They probably do. They have to. They have to be able to filter stuff out of themselves, right?
It's all crab liver.
I think that would be more expensive than other liver.
Oh, wait.
They do?
They do, and it's like the delicacy part of it.
Oh, yeah. I love sucking that stuff up.
Yeah.
Suck on that crab. You gonna finish your crab?
I think if it has yummy things that you can suck out of its head, it's not alive. But if you can bully it into killing itself, it is alive. There's no animal that I know of that has both. I don't think there's any animal that is both bullyable and
suckable.
Also has
suckable
things that you want to suck out of its head.
How gross.
I think my line is being solidified. I think I really believe in this line.
I like these conversations because when I took philosophy when I was in college, I felt like everything I said was wrong. They would just tell me, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. And I'd be like, what do you mean I'm wrong? This is all bullshit. Nothing matters. We're just gonna die one day and probably feel lots of pain while it happens.
Right.
Existence is miserable.
Yeah.
Give me that crab if you're not gonna eat it.
I want to suck the juice out the crab. Give me the crab juice.
I don't care if the crab feels pain. I just don't want to feel pain.
You're having like an existential breakdown in class. Like the heat death of the universe is coming for all of us.
I know.
I don't care what happens. I mean, I'm driving my truck. I'm eating crabs.
Oh, that's the wrong answer, actually.
Oh, no.
You flunked philosophy.
The ship of Theosaurus, the right answer
feces?
Is actually that it is neither the same nor thy different ship.
But here's the thing. If termites can be organized enough to know when there's a pesticide nearby and that they kill themselves so that they do not spread it with a colony... Yeah.
Can you bully a termite into killing itself?
Chemically, I think.
Bully a termite?
So termites feel pain?
I guess termites are alive.
They
yeah.
kill themselves to protect their colony.
Wow.
As soon as like someone comes in infected, they kill that one and then kill themselves.
Mm.
And then to protect everyone
Do they just bite themselves in half?
Figure out how they kill themselves?
Termite.
We found a macro slow motion YouTube video of a termite
killing
it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I just came up with a new video idea for Nile Red. Turning termites into thermite. Turning real bears into gummy bears.
Turning one man's comedy.
Yeah, turning one.
That's more of a Nile Blue video.
Yeah, it's the only Nile Blue video that's under 5 minutes long.
We might have lost a little bit of video, so if there's an abrupt transition. Oh, that's a perfect spot for like an ad for Open Source.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
What do you want to sponsor this week, Will?
Oh, this video is sponsored by cockroaches.
Getting hot irons jumped up their butt.
This cockroach hotel. If you support cockroaches getting hot irons shoved up their butts, then leave a like on this episode of the podcast. If you don't, also leave a like. Thank you to Cockroaches Hotels, Cockroach Thermite Butt. What was it called again?
Bug Off?
Bug Off.
Bug Off.
With the clear view.
Clear view. Instant replay, thermite, cockroach murder.
Is there anything you want to sponsor?
Termites into thermite.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's a good product.
It's good.
That's a free one for you, Nigel. Come back to us and you can have it.
Give us even like 1% of the ad revenue and we'll be rich for the rest of our lives.
Or a tong thong.
Tong
thong. Turning tongs into thongs.
Turning thongs into tongs.
Thongs into tongs.
I think you could do that. Are we talking like underwear thong or the metal cooking tongs?
Well, whatever you want.
Are you talking about like flip-flop thongs?
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
Oh, no, yeah.
Turning 50 minutes of your life into ad revenue for me.
What ad revenue?
I like that one. That one I think would be the easiest to do. You don't need any chemistry to do that one.
So then when they do experiments on cockroaches, is that okay?
I think that they should exclusively test makeup on cockroaches.
Who's they?
Dude, if you
man.
I don't know. Man.
That cockroach is super fuckable.
I'm the most fuckable cockroach in this room.
cockroach. And he's wearing a thong, too.
Well, are we allowed to... can I bring up the fact that we used to have a podcast?
Yeah.
Or is that still, like...
Can talk about the dead podcast. And we did four episodes.
Three? Four? There was four?
Was four.
Oh, God. I didn't even know. I thought we only did three.
I think we had four in, like, 1 month.
If it makes you feel better, I think there's probably a lot of dead podcasts
out there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're supposed to die before you...
You've died and gone to a better place.
Did it hurt?
Me and Stephanie, we used to have a podcast called Half Baked Science, and we did not actually get high for it. That would have been really funny.
We should have.
Yeah, but the idea was that we would like just each bring. It was like My Favorite Murder.
Yeah, it was the same format. I try to explain that to you, but you've never listened to it before. But it was like you bring a story, I bring a story. We're not going to talk about it until the podcast, and it has to be about. Like a failed science, failed engineering.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
Bad science. Which I think was Taken. And that's why we did Half-Baked Science.
Half-Baked Science.
So one of the stories I remember was Peter the Dolphin.
Oh, you did
I'm
that.
I'm trying
one.
To remember
yeah,
some
yeah.
of
that.
That
was a good one.
Because I think it's
is
like.
Is that the one, the dolphin they gave LSD to?
Yeah. It was like. Almost like NASA adjacent funded, not like straight up NASA funded, but like it was what the 70s, and it was
the money
like,
was coming from the government.
Yeah. And it was.
I miss the 1970s government.
Well, because like anything was kind of on the table because you didn't know what the fuck was going on. So like the idea was there was a
maybe giving a dolphin LSD will help answer us the question.
Well, there was a whole branch of research
like we gave scientists a bunch of money. They came up with nukes. Like let's keep that train going.
One of the experiments was they got a bunch of dolphins and a bunch of researchers and they all took LSD together and they tried to see if they could do any kind of communication across species.
Sounds like some really shitty Netflix show.
But didn't one of the researchers fall in love with one
and
so was giving
Peter
him like
specifically
the dolphin or the person?
The dolphin.
The
Peter,
dolphin.
Peter the dolphin. They designed a cohabitation space for a human and a dolphin to live together in close quarters for like a year. So it was laid out like a regular house, but it always had like 3 feet of water.
So it was like a moist house.
So it was
moist
like, yeah,
house.
It was
all
like literally a house. And it
it
had enough water where the dolphin could come in
so
and
the
out.
The outlets were at like 4 feet?
I don't know if it had outlets, but it did have a bed and the woman who was in
it
said it was miserable.
The whole house is a no-wake zone.
She said it was just like sometimes she would just like lie in bed and cry because the bed was soaking wet.
Oh,
like
gross.
Year.
A year.
They lived together for a very long time. I think it was like close to a year. It might have just been a few months. I don't remember. It was a long time since I looked this up. But the point of the story is that at some point in the course of them living together, the woman was supposed to teach the dolphin how to speak English.
Instead, she gave him a hand job.
Yeah, this is like a double blind study where it was actually the researchers on LSD.
So what happened was
that's one form of communicating.
The dolphin was a young male, and the dolphin started to like start behaving.
It was rutting.
It wanted to do it with the female researcher.
Learn English.
Do sex. And so, like she said, that it was distracting it from its lessons, and it's eventually
this
she
is
just
straight up Happy Gilmore, right?
She
or
figured
no,
out.
Madison.
Is it?
Is it
Billy
oh,
Madison?
Oh, where she
know.
Like motivates
yeah,
him to.
She motivates
oh my
him
God,
to
yes,
learn.
You're right.
Because what she eventually just started doing was she would start to like use her foot to.
this is stimulate the
dolphin.
This is literally.
And then the dolphin would get released and then he would learn his lessons. Release
from his lessons?
Release from, yes. Yes, he would.
I feel like the dolphin just trained the researcher to get foot jobs. Yes,
were they on LSD like for a year straight?
Yeah. No, they were not on LSD.
That's what I would do if I was a dolphin.
Yeah, you train the researcher to masturbate you.
They have audio recordings from these lessons. And the fucked up thing is the dolphin actually gets pretty close to being able to talk because dolphins are very smart. It was very motivated. Mm-hmm. At that point, it was basically in love with this woman. And so like it started doing these really weird, like it's almost like AI where the mouth structure. The dolphin does not have like the mouth structure to make certain like consonant sounds.
That makes sense.
But so what it started to do, it started to use water to try and make those sounds. So what it would do is it would partially submerge its mouth to take the place of like tongue. Yeah. But so like she tried to teach it her so name. Scary. So her name was Margaret.
Yeah.
And you can hear audio recordings of it trying to say Margaret. And it sounds like, because it's using water for the G.
Yeah.
It's actually fucked up because it actually is smart enough to know what she's trying to teach it. And he's actually trying to do the sounds because he gets foot jobs.
Wait, can anyone here try to like do a dolphin sound? Like how they go? Like, yeah.
So in the 1970s, they were like human children in school were getting beaten with paddles and then dolphin children in school were getting jerked off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So the way the story ends, though, is
no, nothing good. I can only imagine the worst possible ending.
They lost their funding. And so then the dolphin had to be.
Lost it.
Well, it got put into
virginity.
Got put into therapy?
No, he ended up in like
SeaWorld.
Somewhere like I think he just like they put him into like basic storage. And
basic storage? What's that mean?
Well, because like they needed to figure out where to put him and he couldn't live in the house anymore because the house wasn't paid for anymore.
They couldn't put him in the wild either because he was so used to being
the money
so
and the
given
house.
Basically, in captivity.
After he was separated from Margaret, after a few months, he just kind of died of like a broken heart. He stopped eating and he killed himself.
Oh my
God. That's how you know that dolphins are smart
dolphins
enough.
Can kill themselves.
You can bully a dolphin to killing itself because you can make it fall in love with a human female researcher and then you separate them and then he just fucking starves himself to death. And that's Peter the Dolphin.
Yes, I remember.
And that
story.
Used to be our podcast.
Maybe it was just like psychologically damaged and just like wanted to die.
Yeah, I mean, a foot job like that'll end your fucking career.
Yeah.
The new pictures of her feet.
Wait, but what happened to Margaret, though? I want to know what happened to Margaret.
I think she probably wrote a book about the whole thing later.
I jumped off a dolphin.
You know, you do a bunch of scientific
dolphin
research.
You jerk off one
you
dolphin.
You jerk off one dolphin, and then you're the.
If you give a if you give a dolphin a hand job,
you give one hand job to a dolphin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not a scientist anymore. Oh, she's the dolphin jerker. Yep.
I mean, it's like it really did try to talk, and if that's what it takes, then you know that's what it takes.
Wow.
I think that.
They should have had like a female dolphin.
You know, I've heard the story before, but never like that, Alan. You really put it into perspective. Yeah,
it's really fucked up how kind of like the dolphin. I think we should jerk off more animals to see what they're capable of.
The podcast had potential. The podcast had a lot of potential.
I volunteer us.
Yeah. Wait, what was.
Yeah, see if we can learn English.
What was the last episode of the podcast before you got canceled? Was it this one?
No. Right. It was like 5 years
before
ago.
Before we self-canceled.
It was like during the Mark Grober show or something.
No, it was way before that. And it was kind of like, hey, I kind of don't want to do it anymore. Yeah, me neither. Okay, bye.
Well, I think the thing that we didn't, like the reason why Safety Third has been able to keep going is because we don't.
Damage?
Yeah, we have no material to prepare.
To prepare.
We just kind of show up.
It was a lot of work, like homework. Yeah.
Yeah, coming up with these stories.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi.
Get IP Vanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Stories and making sure that like we knew like the facts and like I just retold this whole story and probably half of it's fucking misremembered and it doesn't matter.
Honestly, really, yeah, it's better that way.
Yeah, it's pretty good like
well, actually, the dolphin's name was Peter.
It was in 1968, not the 70s, you jackass.
And she didn't use her feet, she used her butt cheeks. It was actually 3.5 feet of water, and the outlets were underwater, and they were 220.
Yeah. So it's like this podcast is way more sustainable because we can just kind of like
make shit up.
The comments are here to correct us, and that's community those are our footnotes. It's literally the comments, so we can be wrong about this stuff. Whereas like the podcast we did, we were like really, really trying to like do it right, and I think it was just too much work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if it was like 1 hour of let me read the Wikipedia before the podcast, it's still like very stressful and a lot of work. Because it was a lot.
Yeah. And it's like two people's tough. Mm. Like even when we just do like an episode definitely. Of this, like three people versus four people, it's like so much easier with four people.
Yeah. I just really wanted it to happen because back then, I don't know anymore, there weren't a lot of podcasts or if no podcasts of like two people that are like not two girls and two guys or like two guys. It was like it was a guy and a girl. I don't think there's a lot of those. And I really wanted that to work, but
doomed to fail. Oh, I don't know why, but it just fucking didn't work.
What lesson did we learn? Yeah.
This is why there are no podcasts like that.
What a lovely story.
Thank you. We need a dolphin woman podcast.
What fun experiments did they do in the
In the 70s with LSD. 70s. I think they just gave LSD to anything they could to see what would happen. Yeah. It was like new.
They like to
they
surprise people with LSD.
What are the kind of experiments do they do now, do you think?
Probably not as much LSD. Because they learned what it does. It's like basically nothing special.
Do you think the US government has paid for any other animals to get hand jobs? I know the answer is yes.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to figure out which animal would be the most likely.
Probably monkeys.
Probably monkeys. I bet you. There's no way that our tax dollars have not gone to something like that.
I mean, there's probably like, you know, a scientific jerk that they'd use to just like when they need to reimpregnate some other animal.
Right. Where is the monkey scientist woman from? Is she American?
Oh, Jane Goodall?
Yeah, is she American?
No, don't soil her. Don't bring up her name in all this.
Oh, no. Why not? Jane Goodall got canceled a while ago.
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
Did you not hear about this?
No.
Jane Goodall, she's fucked up because one of the, I forget if it was like
didn't she teach a gorilla like sign language and she like gave it cats or something?
Yeah, because she shows them her boobies.
Yeah, so that's the dark side of Jane Goodall is that the Coco fucking loved human titties. Coco wanted to see human girl titties.
We are just like fucking hairless apes. We are just hairless apes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so like, I forget if it was an intern or a new employee or, but someone with like very unequal power dynamic under Jane Goodall. Jane Goodall was like, oh, you have to show the monkey your tits. You have to show Coco your tits because Coco loves seeing fucking human tits.
Yeah.
And so she was forced to show the gorilla.
What, Jane's weren't good enough?
Well, I think the Coco just wanted to see everyone's.
Yeah.
And
why
so
don't
she
they just start
cool.
doing research cool. with like female animals?
Like you know, Coco is female.
Oh.
Coco is a woman.
Oh wow.
She just likes titties?
Yeah.
Weird. Why somehow this makes it less worse.
I'm trying to think of questions.
Wait. No, but it's not the gorilla's fault. It's Jane Goodall's fault for forcing.
So Jane
Coco
shouldn't have
can
done
ask
it.
For anything. You should be able to say no to the gorilla. You should be able to say no to Coco. No, Coco.
If
you
a gorilla
don't get to see
wanted,
this.
If I was at the zoo and a gorilla did this to me, I would do it.
I would
you
be like Coco.
If
you I'd can say hello, I'll show you my tips.
Oh wow.
If you could say wowza.
Bazinga.
Yeah.
So Jane Goodall's canceled.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think that it was just the gorilla saw the boobs. It wasn't like recorded or anything.
I don't think so, but it's just weird. Yeah, that's like your boss is telling you have to show the gorilla your tits.
Like even if it wasn't recorded, it's still like, oh, I have to go to work and show my tits to an animal. Like that kind of sucks.
Because you're not like, that's not why she took that job. Like I can guarantee you no matter what reason that woman took that job for, it was not to flash her titties at a gorilla.
Exactly.
I'm really like, I don't.
I'm trying to.
I don't
want to
say
like,
it's not bad.
Yeah,
I think I'm just really confused.
It's because it is purely Jane Goodall's fault for telling. Because the gorilla has no fucking place in this story. Like you can say no to the gorilla.
Like, if the intern had chosen to do this because she figured it out, I think it's better than your boss telling you, hey, can you show your shirt off?
Yeah. I mean, did it make the gorilla happy?
Well, I mean, Coco, I think, because I don't fucking know, but Coco, I think, was just very curious about human titties because maybe it recognized that, like, it's sort of the equivalent and it didn't have the same thing exactly. Mm. Like, because Coco was a girl.
Yeah.
Coco was having some serious body dysmorphia.
Probably. Yeah, you could probably bully Coco to kill yourself.
Absolutely. That's so sad.
Okay, so like, what if you gave Coco the gorilla a bunch of like magazine clippings, like a magazine, but it's a bunch of really slim, beautiful gorillas?
So you
with human boobs on it. Big, huge silverback gorillas like hanging out with them.
And then like a really skinny monkey.
Yeah, and then like just showing her a mirror, just like giving her a mirror.
See if she starts to try and eat less.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Like create an eating disorder in the gorilla that's equivalent to a human eating disorder.
Was it just showing like the gorilla boobs?
Yeah.
So it's not like the gorilla's touching.
I don't think so.
Okay. What's the right way? Like, do you go on like is it the job description? You like explicitly would have to say like, we'll give you like $100 if you show the girl your tits.
Somehow that makes it worse. I don't. Yeah.
But like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
I think it's better if you put it on the job description. Like, this might happen. Yeah. Than not, because if you take the job for science and then that happens, you're like.
Was there any like deeper implication of like why was it like a trust thing with the gorilla?
No, it wasn't for any science. It just like Coco just wanted to see it. Like it didn't I think affect anything materially.
And this was like it happened a lot or just like once.
I think it was well known enough Jane Goodall like let her know like oh like by like Coco likes
it's
seeing
three
titties,
it's
so you
3 p.m.
Yeah,
you know what you need to do.
It's your turn. Yeah.
Did Jane Goodall show?
I think she did. I think that was part of it. Where she was like, she was like, "Oh yeah, I've shown Coco my boob, so you know."
This is really interesting.
I will never show a gorilla my nuts, though. I feel like that's
So what? Why though?
Why not?
Because you know what? Because you know when chimpanzees get into a fight, they try to rip the other one's dick off.
Okay, but it's like it's a gorilla. Well, that's what they do. And it like it seems peaceful. It just
They're
wants to see
female.
What you're packing.
So I'm trying to think like I watched a show and like this was a plot line, I think I like wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, like, I think that's why like that's one of those things that's not very well known. Like there's museums that have like wings named after Jane Goodall and they don't mention the fact that she made
they don't
show their
Jane
titties.
Goodall gorilla titty connoisseur. Yeah. Or wait, no, titty for gorillas?
It was more like she was more like the fixer for the titty. She was like a pimp.
Yeah.
But there was
gorilla
no
pimp.
Alan, do we know any scientists that are not female that are not canceled? for not making weird science like this?
I mean, probably. I just don't fucking know their names off the top of my head.
Or do we know any
YouTubers?
Do we know any other scientists that have been canceled recently because of weird shit like this?
Scientists that have been canceled? Probably.
They're all weird. All of them.
Yeah, I don't think you do science unless there's something wrong with you.
All right.
I mean, other than like
should they have, maybe they should have had like a psychologist part of that research to know whether this is a good idea or not.
Wasn't there that neuroscience guy who just
got
canceled because
Dr. Huberman?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he fucked a bunch of gorillas or something.
Oh, that's not him.
That's
oh my God.
Epic.
No. I'm just trying to tie it all together.
I don't know what's real anymore.
Oh.
I don't know what's real anymore.
Oh my God. Maybe.
Fucked a gorilla versus fucked a bunch of gorillas.
Or one dolphin.
Actually, I don't know what's worse.
What, one or multiple gorillas?
I feel like multiple is not as bad. I don't know why I feel that way.
Can you elaborate on this phenomenon?
No. Yeah, it almost makes it feel more like
normal.
Wait, normal. What? Well, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it just...
You know, it'd be better if it was different gorillas too.
Was it the same time?
And it was in the wild. It's like maybe they're just into it.
Okay,
wait, is this real?
No. Wait, I have a new question. Hold on, everybody. If you can make a gorilla fall in love with you,
yeah,
could you make a crab fall in love with you? And
no.
If they can,
no.
But like they start following you and playing with you. Have you played with a crab?
They have enough brain power to feel those.
But have you ever played with a crab? Yeah, the goat does follow you around.
Yeah. It doesn't love me, though.
How do you know?
Goat's a mammal. I would believe that a goat would have the capability to do that more than, like, a crab. Because that was the thing, like about snakes. Because there was that whole period of time where I was, like, researching snakes to make fucking snake legs. Mm-hmm. And, like, the number one thing in all the, like, the pet reptile forums was, like, this
don't
weird...
Don't show the snake your tits.
Don't show the snake. It'll bite them. It'll eat your tits. But also, it was this overall common thing that everyone had accepted, and they would have to explain to, like, new pet owners. They were like... Your snake physically is incapable of feeling affection for you.
Yeah, but every snake person is like, oh, he feels so comfortable around me.
Yeah, and so they, like, people would always have to chime in of like, hey, like, just so you know, you're new to this. Your snake
does not love you.
Is incapable of feeling love. It literally has no brain areas that can feel love. But what it can do is it can feel comfortable in your presence. That's what they would say.
It can become desensitized.
Oh my God. Like, that sounds like some hospice thing.
You can get to the point where your snake is not afraid of you and that it can hang out on you and it's comfortable with you being there. Your snake will never love you because it's physically incapable of feeling that.
Your snake is closer to a cockroach than it is a gorilla.
And so can a snake play with you, though? Can you play games? Like, if you throw a little ball at it?
Maybe, but it still is not going to feel like any particular attachment to
happiness?
You.
Happiness? Perhaps
I think it's just content, like comfort, like
satiated or uncomfortable or pissed off.
Okay,
yeah.
And so because it was like
I played with a little crab once, and I thought we were having fun, and he was my friend.
I think the crab is entirely incapable of feeling any of those things for you.
Oh. I agree. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you had to find out this way about the crab. Your crab friend is not your crab.
It's probably
friend.
Dead. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean this point. Yeah.
What was the other canceled scientist?
Yeah. Oh, the doctor guy.
Oh, the
Dr. Phil?
No, Dr. Huberman.
Huberman. He was like some TikTok guy.
Like he became like a trend, like, oh, the Huberman method or whatever. And like people would be like, wake up at 5 a.m. and like put yourself in like an ice bath. And then like these micro things to make your life better.
Little victories.
Yeah, little victories or whatever.
He ended up
atomic
like
change.
Having that. A bunch of affairs.
Andrew Huberman has canceled cancel culture.
No way.
2 weeks ago. Oy. Well, it just turned out that he was like just fucking a bunch of women without any of them knowing.
It's just like,
wait, what?
Is that a part of the like grind life?
Apparently.
Yeah, that's
that's a
Sigma male, real Sigma male.
He was like,
I didn't know what he looked like actually. He looks exactly like the kind of person who would fuck a bunch of women without them knowing about
like they're all like very smart women, also scientists or whatever, and then he would be like we are exclusive and let's try to have babies. Like one of them was going through IVF with him.
Oh Jesus
and
Christ.
He was at the same time like
you're
you
like,
know
okay
another five
you are Jane Goodall and I'm a gorilla.
Okay, I mean I guess it's not that bad.
I mean
when
science
you said,
wise,
when you said he was having sex with a woman without them knowing, I thought you meant he was like drugging them or something. Not that he was having
six affairs
at the same
time. He was just cheating on them.
Yeah,
but
and they were
like
all thought they were exclusive and like.
But here's the thing: this article did not touch on the actual like stuff that he talks about science wise or like medicine wise.
Oh no, he's a quack. He's
a
bad
scientist.
Yeah.
Like, I love that instead of being canceled for being
like,
a bad scientist, he gets canceled
for
the
like
private
cheating.
Life shit.
Yes, exactly.
It's like Tony Robbins at home. This guy.
Who's that?
Tony Robbins.
I don't know.
Self like a motivational speaker dude.
And does he talk about like what? Why is he bad?
Did that guy ever fuck a gorilla?
Dude, he could. Have you seen him? He could absolutely handle a gorilla. Look, pull up Tony Robbins.
Oh yes, please. I wanna see.
Yeah, why did
this man would be the pack leader of the gorillas.
Yeah, he's super
holy
famous.
Shit. Look at that chin. Yeah.
He's been on like
movies. Oh my God, that's a gorilla fucking chin if I've ever seen one.
Whoa.
He's like, I don't know, like seven feet tall and like
that's
four.
Like-
yeah.
400
he would take a gorilla. He will definitely take a gorilla.
Dude, he like fell into a gorilla exhibit when he was a kid and they like damaged his pituitary gland and now he just kept growing. That guy looks like he can eat an apple in one bite. He's got like a horse smile.
He looks like Gaston.
Dude, wait, why did he get canceled?
No, he didn't. He didn't. I'm saying that this guy you were telling me about is like Tony Robbins at home. You know,
oh,
like
and
the,
I feel bad making fun of him.
Yeah. No, we should make fun of him.
Shit.
Who, this guy?
This guy's nice.
No, he'd take that as a compliment.
Funny. We should make fun of him.
Is he rich?
Wait, what does that say? Tony Robbins
rich.
Would tell Donald White.
What does he do?
He's
a motivational speaker.
Oh, I think I've seen some of this stuff because somebody
really
I know
cringy.
Was talking about
it. He has like
it.
Kind of cringy following.
Yeah, it's like he monetized the thing of like, if your dad didn't love you, I'll give you a hug now kind of thing. And he figured out how to profit off it.
Yeah.
people who feel like they're lost in life and he'll give them direction.
But yeah. Like, he's like 7 feet tall. Of course I want a hug.
Yeah. I'll show you my tits, Tony. Please don't. Yeah. Don't hurt me.
Give me that gorilla hug.
Yes.
Wasn't he in like movies and stuff at some point? I think he was in Shallow Hal.
Would it be worse if they made the gorilla show its tits?
The gorilla's always showing its tits. Gorilla doesn't wear a shirt.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that.
The gorilla is naked all the time.
They have like, is it like human tits or is it like cat tits?
I think it just looks like a like. Imagine what a gorilla looks
I
like.
I think they're it's like it fat like. Guy tits.
Fat guy, fat yeah. Guy
tits?
Yeah.
Stop bullying these gorillas, Kevin.
I think. Hey, Cord.
Hey, Cord.
Can you Google gorilla tits? You know, you put tits
I
in
feel
it.
Like these hey. Are gonna be, there you go.
Oh
you
know? Wow, Kevin's totally on the money with
how many of these are wait, real wait, pictures?
Wait, wait, Kevin. Joe Rogan, dude.
I'll get along because it's feeding the baby.
Oh, wait, look at the drawn one.
Wow. So okay. Coco wants to see human tits and it's like a big thing, but we look up gorilla tits and it's okay. No, that's wrong.
I would like to not.
Yo,
see.
Look at that orangutan, dude.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Orangutan.
Why is it so round?
Wow. Oh, there's a there's Jesus. A fucking DeviantArt picture. Wait, go back to the DeviantArt picture. No, oh, dude, wait,
the nipply one.
Wait, wait, wait,
zoom in. Wait,
why
in
does that there one we... have like bamboo sticks coming out of the tits?
Whoa,
it's a slime.
Straight out of Russia.
Okay.
Will you ride the booba?
Oh wow.
Dude, okay. What else?
Look at the fucking DeviantArt picture. Look at that shit. What the fuck?
What is that?
Put the Deviant
on?
Back in DeviantArt.
That's horrible.
I bet Jane Goodall drew that.
It also kind of looks like Gaston in a way. He has a chin.
It does.
Yeah.
How old is Jane Goodall?
She's real old.
Is she still alive?
Yeah. I think she's still alive.
She's still alive.
I would love to ask her questions about.
Do we have her on the podcast?
Yes, please. Jane Goodall on the podcast. I know you're listening to this. Jane Goodall.
How much lying will it take to trick Jane Goodall into being on this podcast?
I swear to God, we won't ask you anything about
it. We are the premier gorilla researchers of the country.
Yeah.
Did the girl like looking at
I
anything
think
else?
This should be the platform where she gives her version.
Yes.
She needs to talk about what actually happened.
Yeah.
What could have possibly been what actually happened?
We need to hear her version.
Do you think
things.
The gorilla could rate them too? Like,
oh my God.
Does he have a concept of good?
Jane or the gorilla?
Both. I'd like to see how they differ.
It just had a big red button that said Bazinga. Could you imagine going up there? You go up in front of the, your boss says you gotta go, and it doesn't hit the button.
They just silently write down on their notepads and shoo you out of the room.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. See, that's why
is
it was
confirmed,
a bad thing.
Or is it just like somebody's claiming that this actually happened?
I
mean, it's so insane that I believe it.
I mean, I don't know if Jane Goodall ever responded to it. Yeah, but I mean, it was definitely alleged.
Cord, can you Google if Jane Goodall is actually canceled?
Yeah, Jane Goodall gorilla.
Did we make this up?
I don't care. It's canon.
I did not make up at least half
of this. Okay, good, good.
Cancels Jane. Oh wait, this is recent. What did she get canceled for now?
This is a new thing. Oh no. Because
this whole tit thing happened years ago, but like, what happened here? Oh, sign damage structural elements. No, that's not.
Canceled the exhibit.
That's not the titty.
The exhibit.
Cancels Jane Goodall exhibit. Citing
Jane Goodall had.
They're really good at scraping the internet.
Yeah, this
though.
Feels like some fucking like whitewashing or whatever. Like
you
this
need
feels
to
like they
gorilla need, washing.
Yeah,
Cord, you need to put boobies in the search.
Jane Goodall
tits.
Because it really does seem like they're putting out articles about a thing being canceled. Why did I think Jane Goodall died, Mandela Effect? Subreddit.
Dude, did this actually happen? I can't find any search results about Jane Goodall.
I swear to God it fucking happened, and I feel like they scrubbed the internet of this incident.
Yeah.
I swear to fucking God this happened.
Was Jane?
No, these are all...
There's gotta be something.
You gotta say boobs, Cord.
Yeah,
you gotta say boobs.
Is Jane Goodall actually canceled boobs
flash
gorilla flashing?
There, this there. One. Here we go.
Flash
your
job,
boobs. Flash your boobs. This is 2005. Ladies, would you flash your boobs at a gorilla to keep your job?
That's
when I say gorilla, I'm
opening.
Not alluding metaphorically to your hairy boss. I'm talking an actual gorilla. Two American women are suing their ex-employer, the Gorilla Foundation.
So it's two women.
We're trying to get them to bare breast to Coco, a 30-year-old female gorilla.
Wow.
I'm a little disappointed. disappointed that Coco turned out to be female. Most of the news stories I read about this left out that salient detail for obvious reasons. The story has a lot more impact if she was male, because then we could immediately delve into the our store of gender prejudice.
This is written so salaciously.
I
mean,
I
did.
I immediately thought that it was a male gorilla.
Oh, wow. It does make it better, Kevin. That's a female gorilla.
No, I also thought that. And then when you said Coco was female, I was like, oh, that's kind of better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I often wondered.
This is something that's more like, you know, the girl's just like curious,
not one version. You say that like we're not doing the same thing, but arguably worse.
Well, I want the truth. I want the fucking.
How did Jane get to that point? Like, was she like, do you want to see my boobies? Like, this is what a human looks like.
The gorilla
like,
was
you know?
Probably just like
yeah, I bet the gorilla was like, kind of just curious. Yeah.
Jane could all maul to death.
Oh, what is happening? It's every year, 2020.
What, Jane got all murdered?
Every year she gets murdered on this Reddit.
Dude.
You know, okay.
What is what? Look at the search time. Like, look at what he searched for. Look at the results you're getting. Like,
yeah.
I think that
I just found out Jane Goodall is still
alive. Hard to scrub everything about. I swear to fucking God, she made women show Coco their titties. Mm-hmm.
I think that it's a big psyop to make us all think that she's dead
rather than
and
that she was canceled.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So everyone thinks she's dead, so she can live out her life in peace.
So she publishes all these like, is she dead? And then people will talk about it. Yeah. Very smart. Like
the one article is like really, it's written really like National Enquirer. I want to see like the real fucking thing. Mm.
Yeah.
What about just her Wikipedia page?
It's not going to be there.
Why, it
should.
Yeah.
But
it was a thing.
But if she can scrape the internet, she can definitely scrape the wiki.
Would they look? Wait, click. Was that an article? Women's silver over gorilla
fetish.
Protect your privacy. See. She scraped it. That thing was taken down. Dude,
she's so powerful.
Yeah, she is.
Maybe like Jane Goodall lawsuit.
Yeah, if it's...
Or Jane Goodall sued.
If she got served and sued, it has to be in some sort of like court system, right? Like it has to be.
I fucking hate this.
Unless they settled.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
How is
you know what? I
want to
say. I want to say that you're wrong.
Wait, go to Coco Gorilla Wikipedia page. They must have
breast
something
fetish.
About how
I saw breast fetish.
Control, control F tits. Control F
nipple fixation lawsuit.
We just weren't typing the words correctly.
God.
See, ChatGPT could have solved this.
Nipple
for
fixation
us.
And lawsuit. That's on Coco's Wikipedia though, not on Jane's.
Right.
Yeah, because
Jane can scrape. Coco cannot.
Yeah, they
can.
Yeah.
Well,
both.
Coco was pressured by the organization's executive director, Francine Patterson. So not Jane Goodall, but I think that's.
Oh, look, Coco, she has big nipples. That's what she said.
Bazinga.
Let down your hair. Let down your hair. Lie down on the floor. Show your breasts again and close your eyes.
That was what Coco was signing.
Oh.
Coco began signing, let down your hair. Lie down on the floor. Show your breasts again. Close your eyes.
Oh,
no,
my God. It's like
before beginning to squat and breathe heavily.
The gorilla was saying this.
So, okay, the gorilla was into it then.
Can you see a gorilla?
God. Yeah.
Like, what if the gorilla's just a pervert?
Yes, she is.
Wait, so then was the boss making them do it, or was it just the gorilla trying to see titties?
I think it looked like Francine Patterson, so maybe not Jane Goodall. How did I remember
Jane
Goodall?
Oh, there you go. Everyone does it for her around here, so that was pressured. Who said it, though?
Admonish the woman and reiterate that Coco wanted to see her nipples.
So who is this Francine Patterson? Huh.
Oh my goodness.
An American animal psychologist.
So she it was gorilla sign language.
So it wasn't Jane, it was Jane's lab.
That makes sense.
Okay. Which is still she
I bet
should be
Jane
canceled.
Goodall still would have made
I mean,
them flash their titties.
But here's the thing. It's her lab. It's still her in a way.
Also, like, so I think that what I remember is this lady or somebody was like misinterpreting everything that Coco was saying. Just
she was like, actually, she wanted Coco wanted more Cheerios.
Yeah. Well, just like in general,
I think. She's saying she wants to see her nipples.
Like, no, this is Cheerios.
Cheerios. Yeah,
the girl is just crying. I just want Cheerios. Just keep showing me boobs.
Oh no, I'm glad we're talking about it because if it's hard to find on the internet, at least you're bringing it.
Yes.
Back.
Yeah.
Up.
We're
yes.
The important.
Yes. They just talking made
the
about
gorilla,
the important things
gorilla
here.
Foundation. Foundation is bad.
The gorilla just said whatever was convenient for them at the time.
Exactly.
Dolphin Foundation, good.
Yes.
So do you just hire somebody specifically for that job?
I think the problem was like they were like qualified trainers, and then they were like, you need to show your titties now.
So maybe they were like the proximity to the girl. So almost like you had to be one of the handlers or one of the scientists.
I don't really know how, because like I guess they could have just hired like strippers to show, like someone whose like job it is to show Coco their boobs.
But Coco's like, if you're gonna be working with me, I gotta. I gotta see what you're working Coco's with. Like, here.
Sort of. Yeah. Some Harvey Weinstein energy.
For the lab, it's probably cheaper Coco to just have the
fucking gorilla gets a little taste of fame and just completely goes off.
Probably hard
the rail.
To get funding for gorilla science. Yeah.
Coco's like, I don't want to see the strippers' boobs. I want to see your boobs.
Wait, Alan. Wait, what is the paper for that grant gonna be like? We need more funding for strippers.
Do you know how much gorilla escorts are?
Booby
Grants.
Were they just trying to keep the gorilla like happy, or was it like a weird?
It sounded it was a sexual thing for Coco because she started grunting and squatting.
That's horrible.
Coco's a woman or female gorilla. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know if that makes it better or worse, because it does sound like she definitely was aroused by the whole thing.
That makes it just as bad, I think, then. Yeah. She was getting off of this.
Wow.
Like, you know.
Good thing Coco fucking died, otherwise she'd be canceled.
Wait,
now.
Coco's dead?
Later life and death. Coco fucking died a while ago.
What? So
that's just the Mandela effect. Yeah.
didn't Coco get mauled to death by Jane Goodall like 10 years ago? And then
Coco's son, Harambe. Yeah.
No. What if, bro?
I can't.
All right, so you have a gorilla, you keep in captivity. Oh, God. Do you just like, is it the dolphin problem? Like, do you just sort of, that's just how, like, I don't really know.
But like, do you have to jerk the gorilla off? You have to jerk the gorilla off.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
That's my question for the class.
Do they? Have that ability? I guess. They've got hands. They've got thumbs.
Yeah.
They can reach.
Would you show your penises at Coco if Coco wanted?
I would do it even if they didn't ask me to.
They don't even need hands.
Wow. I didn't know they were that flexible.
There's a video if you want. Would you show your penis to Coco if they told you not to?
They told me no.
If they told you not to, Coco wants it.
Do not show penis. No show penis. Oh, what's that, Coco? You want to see my dick?
I do. You want more Cheerios?
She's like, Cheerios, and you're like, penis? Cheerios.
Do it for Coco.
Do it for Coco.
Yeah, they did it for Harambe. I don't see why I could. Okay, so what's the most fucked up part of the story? The making your employees show the gorilla your tits, or locking a gorilla in a box for like 40 years?
I'd rather be the lady being pressured into showing tits for sure than being the gorilla.
I love that we went back to like the more philosophical questions. So,
can gorillas feel pain?
Yes. So I think maybe it's okay to show her their boobies because she was so bored and she was in a cage and she was going crazy. So maybe it is part of the research to
I
help
feel
alleviate
like
the boredom.
I don't think there's a great answer, but I definitely think if you've got a gorilla locked up in a cage, some of the kind of ethical stuff goes out the door.
Honestly,
what they should have done is just give him a bonus or something.
Oh, give the gorilla a bonus. Yeah.
More bananas.
Like, I guess if you were giving the gorilla like a stipend of cash, that would probably make it a little better, right? To keep him in the zoo.
Alan, when you were like in your 20s, your boss would say, hey man, for like an extra $500 a week.
Yeah, it depends like how early in your
500
career
bucks
you were,
a week,
right?
Hell yeah.
Just go up to the dolphin tank, take off your pants and just squish up against the
dolphins
the glass.
Go wild. Like, it's, I mean, maybe the boss making the comment is kind of, or no, who said that? Was it, which one said that you have big nipples? The boss or the gorilla? I can't tell.
I think it was the boss pointing it out to the gorilla. Like, look, Coco, she has big nipples.
That's not worth $500.
That's not good.
If it was just the gorilla, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Patterson reportedly said on one occasion, Coco, you see my nipples all the time. You probably are bored with my nipples. You need to see new nipples. I will turn my back so Kendra can show you her nipples.
I have questions
Okay, so she didn't look at Kendra's nipples.
The boss didn't, at least not Kendra, but then there was someone else where she like commented on the nipple size. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, Coco, she has big nipples.
Oh, no.
I think that Francine Patterson is the person I have the most questions for.
Wait, is Francine still alive? What is she
doing? Yeah, she was 77.
What is she doing now?
Definitely not showing her tits to a gorilla.
Yeah.
Gorilla GSL. Oh, I didn't realize it was a new kind of sign language. Gorilla sign
gorilla
language.
Gorilla sign language.
Yeah, it's okay. A modified form of ASL.
She's still the president and research director.
That's why
they,
there's
of the
so much
gorilla
confusion
Foundation.
With the Cheerios and tits, is because it's actually a slightly different dialect.
We made it as confusing as possible.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the videos of, like, you know, a dog reuniting with its owner after like 5 or 10 years, you know? And it's like they don't recognize him at first, but then the owner flashes the dog. And,
what? And
Coco's all confused because they're very like.
It's like they have a. It's like they get to reunite after all these years. Coco and Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
They're both dead. Or one of them's dead.
She's waiting, kind of like the dog in Japan is waiting for the dead owner.
Yeah, waiting to see the
you know how when you go and you put flowers on the tombstone?
Uh huh.
She just goes and flashes it once a month.
That's nice of them.
That's
how people should pay tribute to Coco.
Do they still
tits out for Coco?
Tits out for Coco.
Wait, what? I think the tits out for Harambe is way worse.
Are there gorillas? Did they keep teaching gorilla sign language, or was Coco like the last one? Because that I don't actually know of any other famous gorillas that can do that, right?
I think they probably started frowning upon keeping them in a
captivity.
Captivity like that.
But like, then they get to learn sign language
and see tits.
Yeah, and look at human titties. You know how hard it is for a gorilla in the wild to see human titties?
Pretty hard.
Yeah. Coco and Mike learned. I feel like they just haven't done that anymore.
They probably realized that this is, I don't want to say useless. But they're like, what?
Taught a gorilla sign language, and the first thing it says is show nipples. Show me nipples. Let down hair. Close eyes. Like, lie on floor.
What we discovered is that gorillas are kind of like just perverted.
Oh, great gorilla of the West. Share with us your knowledge. And it's like,
oh, he's
Booba.
Just a
Booba.
Like, what if dolphins have some great wisdom?
Nope.
Jerk me up.
What we've learned is that if they spoke English, they would just be talking about masturbation.
They would be one of your least favorite people ever. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It makes me think that maybe there is no good or evil, and that human morality is more of like a social adaptation.
Absolutely.
Like unique to our species, and that there isn't actually any real justice in the universe.
Yeah. The gorilla knows what it wants, and it has no shame in asking for it. We live in a society, and we're told to feel shame for asking that.
I think what we've learned is that we need to stop trying to teach animals to speak with us, because they're all going to say the same things, all of them.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. That means it's okay if we have those thoughts.
Yeah, right?
Too.
Yeah.
Like a dog. It would be like, let me smell your ass.
Yeah.
Give me another whip. Yeah. Fart in my face.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that shit? I'm going to eat some shit right now.
Yeah, yeah. Sausage.
And cats are like, let me show you my butt. Look at my asshole. Yeah.
I'm going to shit in your mouth when you're sleeping.
I don't feel bad anymore. I felt a little bad thinking about killing all those ants. But if those ants, if it was reversed, they would have done the same to me. They would have tortured me.
They're like, I'm going to crawl inside your ass. Burn them.
Giant magnifying glass.
What would cockroaches say?
A cockroach would definitely do the same thing to us.
My name's Cockroach, but you can call me Cock.
So cockroaches don't feel then?
No, and if they did, we'd be horrified. So keep killing cockroaches.
Okay, cool.
What about,
Cord doesn't want to listen to
Cord,
this
Cord, why
anymore.
Are you Googling? We have enough podcasts now.
Cord
why
is
are you
fed
Googling?
Up with us.
Bad on the big
he's like,
Cord
he's like,
is
please
like, please
stop
talking like, about this.
This is a waste of footage. We can't use any of this. What do we title this episode? Gorilla Nips?
Gorilla Nips.
Cord, by the way, Kevin is very interested in human nipples. So
every producer
that works for us, we need them to show Kevin their nipples.
I'm going to step out while you do that.
Don't worry. Isn't we're only right, looking so that we can describe the weird aspects of your nipples to him.
Close eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can choose. We'll give you some control over the situation.
Kevin is speechless.
So Jane Goodall's fine. We're cool with Jane Goodall.
I guess
my lawyers advised
fine.
Me not to say anything.
The other lady's not. And I think that's like the Gorilla Research Foundation that Jane Goodall was like attached
to.
So
at the top of the chain of worst people, first is Coco.
Yes, for wanting it.
Coco is the worst
pervert.
In the situation.
Yeah.
Pervert. Then
should've
there's
the
director. Yeah, the executive director.
Executive director.
High up.
Then Jane Goodall.
Yeah. Yeah.
For letting then, it happen under her watch.
Then the assistants below.
Jane Goodall was just doing what she, following orders, as far as I'm concerned.
No, she made the orders. Right? Oh, following Coco's orders?
From Coco.
Oh my God, you're right. So the animals have been training the humans to do what they want, like the dolphin and then now Coco. Yeah, that makes sense.
If you wanted to be like a crazy fascist country and you want to take over the world, you just put a gorilla in charge and blame it all on them.
Just interpret whatever the gorilla says.
It's like, I'm just following the gorilla wants me to do.
We're taking over the world. No, we're looking at tits. God damn it.
Shit, this is not working out.
Not again.
I thought it would.
This gorilla's not doing any socioeconomic stuff.
The banana industry's booming, though.
Damn gorillas.
You just end up with a bunch of island nations making bananas. That's as far as your imperialism goes.
How do you? I'm just imagining, I'm assuming they're young women. They're probably, in university doing, some research thing, right? Like, they're not working full-time. And then your parents are like, how's the research project going? And you're like, it's awful. I had to show the gorilla my boobs.
Yeah. It's like, no, we're changing the world one day at a time.
One girl at a time.
Yeah. I don't think they would talk about it. I wouldn't talk about it.
I would.
If I'm a research assistant and then I think I want to change the world and then I go home and I'm like, what do you do today? I'm like,
Yeah, who told the story of the dolphin jerking off?
Oh, that was me.
But in real life. Where did that story come from?
There's a whole book and there's research about it.
I think she actually did write a book. I think she did.
An erotic...
Not erotic.
Erotic.
Oh, so it wasn't erotic.
Also, I think it's like there's like a whole passage where she like kind of broaches it because that's like what the whole thing became known for. It literally is like that meme of like you jerk off one dolphin. Mm-hmm.
You might be wondering how I got here.
She does kind of say like it's essentially like yeah, I know what you're thinking and yeah, it did happen, but it was a very like she prefaces it a lot before she talks about, you know, that
it was very clinical.
Yeah, it was just that the dolphin was distracted and horny and wouldn't learn his lessons.
They could have gotten him a dolphin
with her foot, toy. With her foot, like the lowest level of stimulation
still
possible.
Still with her skin. Ew.
And he's called the girl's over. She's like,
Ew.
This is the only way I'm going to be able to do this, but
tried to end this cord, but we're back, baby. We're back on the dolphin.
I never thought about it, but like.
Can't end. It's never going to end.
Like, how? Because the dolphins are pretty big, right? So it'd probably be a lot of volume that comes out. And if you're in a fucking living room with water in it, you know what I mean? Like if this podcast room was 3 feet of water and then a dolphin came in it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's
standing on my chair right now.
Hopefully it's like a laminar flow. So you just stand upstream. Upstream of the dolphin.
She fucking points it out the door before he goes.
So she right.
They should have gotten it like one of those.
Yeah, can
dolphin
we find
sex
the
dogs.
Book?
I don't, look it up, Cord. Maybe the whole thing was a fever dream. Maybe 20? I made up the whole thing.
No, there's it's mentioned in a documentary. I've
20
seen
20 pounds
it.
Of feet
it.
And fin. For the
dolphin, LSD. Yeah, there you go. The NASA-funded project.
The dolphin who loved me?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, though, or is that just the article?
No, that's just the article.
Okay.
And if it's on The Garden, you know it's real.
It's got to be a better... This is a really good book title. Somewhere. I don't know what it is.
Because I remember I looked up so much material for this. I listened to the actual audio recordings
of the sound it made.
If you try and look it up, you might be able to find it. It's very bizarre.
It's called the dolphin.
There's a
really
lot of pictures of this. There's recordings. There's a lot. It was an actual research thing. Man and dolphin.
So was it written by
her? It is a book, 1961. Oh no!
The idea of talking dolphins eager to tell us something.
It was Mary, not Margaret.
No, it was. This is a different. This is a different book.
So, like, the idea of talking dolphins eager to tell us something.
So I think this is the theory of it, and then that's where the research comes from.
I see.
Well, also Mary could be like a nickname for Margaret. I remember the dolphin trying to say Margaret, and it was fucking horrifying. Cause
came in at the top of the
and the whole time she's mouthing it out slow, so it's like the whole recording it sounds like Margaret. It's trying, but she's like trying to get it to fucking do it better.
Oh god,
did she wear like a glove when she did it?
Foot. I don't know what was on her foot. Yeah, I don't remember.
Shoe,
yeah, maybe a water shoes.
It's like a really like a boot brand, like a steel toed.
Yeah.
Doc Martens.
Doc Martens.
But like, this Doc Martin jerked off a dolphin.
Wait, but here's the thing. She's underwater. So like, I feel like if she had used a shoe, she would say it. Like to like remove herself from the action more. Right. So it was a foot. I'm saying it was a foot.
Barefoot. Yeah. Raw foot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gross. Coming of age.
So sexually coming of age and a bit naughty.
If this was like a experiment you did in school where you have your abstract, what would you write in it? like we wanted to see what dolphins had to say, and they told us they were horny.
Well, I allowed that. I wasn't uncomfortable with it as long as it wasn't rough. It would just become part of what was going on, like an itch. Ew.
You know, if
so there was girl dolphins there too, but he didn't want any of that.
Oh.
Yeah, if you replaced dolphin with dog, yeah. Everybody here would be like absolutely horrified.
Dude, there was that NFL player that said he
what?
He what?
You know, gave his dog a
dick the dog?
No, just give it a handy J.
Why did he do that?
Got too many concussions or something.
What? Michael Vick?
No.
Oh, that Google search.
Yeah,
Gordon.
NFL player dog hand job. Michael Vick is the top result.
The Wikipedia.
Maybe it was a basketball player. But it was on Twitter.
Try NBA.
Oh God! Someone starved a dog to death.
These NFL dog stories are actually somehow worse than.
Dog. Which NBA player liked getting pissed on?
What a weird
NBA circle jerk subreddit.
I just know there was some sports guy who said that just like casually in a Twitter thread that like, yeah, sometimes my dog gets rowdy and I. Maybe it was fake. I don't know, man.
It's real now.
It was real when
I
saw it.
No, maybe he also scraped the internet. Like
he probably did, because I think it was like NFL or NBA, I think that was gone.
Have big corporation helping
you. Yeah.
Or what if we end with a theoretical question?
Okay.
Would you rather jerk off a dolphin or a dog?
Dolphin.
Dolphin's a better story. Dog people just look at you weird. Dolphin, they look at you weird and then start asking questions.
Anyone could jerk off a dog, but you gotta be in a special place to jerk off a dolphin.
Yeah,
true.
That's like some government level.
I'm gonna go with dolphin too, I think. Yeah.
You want to or you would?
I would do dolphin.
Octopus.
Octopus. Jerk off
that's just impressive.
Yeah.
How do you manage all that? Which one is which? I don't know.
I don't know.
What if you train the octopus to jerk you off?
They stop asking you questions.
Don't people already do that?
Do they? Oh, you mean like that Japanese wood carving?
What?
I mean, at least it's like classic. A fantasy. Someone's fantasy.
Like that really old, like Japanese, like that what
painting.
Is the art style called? It's like not wood carving, but it's like a wood block and it's like a woman and a dolphin. Mm-hmm. An octopus is going down on her.
Yeah.
All right, you guys join us on Patreon. We're going to do a tier list of which animal would you rather.
Will we just look up every animal in like the LA Zoo and just do Smash or Pass?
All right. On our Patreon extra, we'll be doing every animal in the LA Zoo Smash or Pass. Putting that behind a paywall, you sickos.
Oh, no.
We should actually do that.
Let's do it.
Should we go to the zoo?
I don't want to get arrested.
We literally have Cord put the pictures, the gallery.
Their official website. What if we did like Six Flags Roller Coaster Smash or Pass?
Let's do that.
Well, maybe both. I think we'll probably burn through the zoo pretty quickly.
Smash, smash.
Wow.
Cord, just cut it, please. I can't keep going.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.